faithfulness. 那我们会继续来看，神是在其他的方式来显实显明他的信实。
In Second Thessalonians,
帖撒罗尼迦后书。
That is in the New Testament.
新约。
And we will look in chapter 3.
帖撒罗尼迦后书三章三节。帖后三六五，三百六十五页，新约的三百六十五页。
So here in Second Thessalonians chapter 3, the Apostle Paul wrote down for us. He said, "But the Lord is faithful; He will establish you." And guard you against the evil one.
帖后的三章三节，这里说呢，但主是信实的，要坚固你们，保护你们脱离那恶者。
Sometimes people are afraid to come to God because of evil people or evil forces that have been in their past.
那有的人不太敢去到神面前去呢，是因为在他的经历当中。所经历了很多的恶者的搅扰。
The Apostle Paul was also influenced by evil in the past.
那使徒保罗自己呢，在过去也其实经历了很多恶者的搅扰，就他自己也是陷在罪恶当中。
And he fought against the Christians at the beginning.
所以他最初的时候呢，他甚至是逼迫基督徒的。
Until God revealed himself to the Apostle Paul.
直到上帝把自己显明给使徒保罗看。
And then the Apostle Paul turned and he followed the Lord instead.
那使徒保罗呢就转向了，去跟随了耶稣。
And so he contrasts how other people are and even how he was, but he sees, but God is faithful.
所以他比较了别的人是怎么样，甚至他自己是怎么样。但是他话音一转呢，就说神是信实的。
He is not only the one that saves a person, but he is also the one that guards them.
他不但是那一位，上帝不但是那一位救人的，也是那一位保护人的。
He is the one that can strengthen us.
也是那一位坚固我们的。
And even though the devil is powerful, God is all powerful.
即使恶者魔鬼是有能力的，神更是大能和全能的。
Those of you that were with us last Thursday, you remember that God is all powerful.
我们上个周四呢，也一起学习了，大家都记得神是全能的。
You remember our song, Our God is so great, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing that our God cannot do.
你都记得我们唱的那首圣诗，我们的神是好，是大能的，全然有力的，所以他在他没有什么不能成的事。
So when we turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, we do not have to fear the evil people.
所以当我们转向耶稣基督的时候呢，我们不需要害怕那一切的恶者。
And as we heard on Sunday, if you were with us on Sunday, that we should rather fear God because He can not only kill the body, but He can also punish the soul in hell forever.
所以这是我们上个周日讲道里面提到的，我们要惧怕呢，我们要敬畏那个主啊，我们不要去惧怕恶者，因为我们敬畏的主，只有他才有那个能力，不但毁灭身体，他也有能力惩罚审判那个灵魂。
Maybe I can give you an illustration.
那我给大家一个例子。
If a little boy is walking through the neighborhood and he knows that there is a yard where there is a bad dog.
如果一个小男孩呢，他走在街上走，他知道在一个院子里呢有一只恶狗。
And he might be afraid to go past there by himself.
他很可能自己很害怕去经过那个院子。
But if he is walking with his father and holding hands with his father, He is not afraid when he is going past there.
但如果他跟他爸爸一起走，他牵着他爸的手一起走过去呢，他就敢走了。
Because he knows that his father can protect him against that bad dog.
因为他知道他父亲能够保护他，不受那个恶狗的伤害。
And so for us, when we have put our trust in God, we realize that even though there are bad people and evil forces, that we are with God.
其实，所以我们也是一样。当我们把自己交在主的手里的时候，我们知道，即使有那个恶者像恶狗这样，我们也是安全的。
And God is able to protect us.
因为神有足够的能力来保护我们。
If you have heard some of the history of Daniel the prophet, then you will know the way that God protected him against evil people.
所以，如果你知道读过但以理的但以理记，知道但以理的经历，你就知道上帝是怎么样有能力来保护但以理免受恶者的伤害的。
One time there were bad people that were trying to remove Daniel from his important position in government.
有一次呢，那些恶者设了计，想要把但以理从他的那个位置上，他的官位上给挪开。
So they made a bad rule to say that it was against the law to pray to God, but that they could only pray to the king.
所以他们就设了一个恶计，定了一个规则，说不能够向上帝祷告，只能够向当时的巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒祷告。
But because
只能向那个马代波斯王祷告。
But because Daniel respected God more than these evil people, he continued to pray to God even though they made the bad rule.
那但以理抱歉啊，刚才是马代，是那个巴尼布甲尼撒。那但以理呢没有理这个规则，他还是继续向他的神祷告。
So the evil people had him thrown into a cave where there were lions.
所以那些恶者呢就把他丢到了一个洞里面，那个洞是一个狮子坑。
And when he was in there, God protected him from the lions.
那当他在里面的时候呢，上帝保守他免受狮子的伤害。
And the next day, the king had Daniel brought out of there, and he was very happy to see that Daniel was still alive.
当第二天呢，那个王把他从那个坑里面拉出来的时候，他很高兴地看见呢，这个但以理还是活的。
And then the king threw the evil people into the cave with the lions, and the lions ate those people instead.
然后那个王就把那些恶者呢丢到那个狮子坑里去，那些恶者就都死了。
It was only God that could protect Daniel.
只有神能够保护但以理。
And that is the same faithful God that is with us today.
那这样的信实的神今天还是与我们同在。
In 1 John, in chapter 4, John teaches us a little bit about God, because John was a disciple of the Lord Jesus.
那约翰一书的四章呢，上帝使徒约翰呢教导了我们一些关于神信实的真理，四章四节。
And it seems that John had a closer relationship with the Lord Jesus than any of the other disciples.
看起来呢，使徒约翰有比其他的使徒离神、离耶稣更近的一个关系。
And so John, in his teaching, helps us to understand the way that God helps those who trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以约翰呢，来借着这个来教导我们，怎么样理解信实神的信实。
So here in 1 John chapter 4, we read in verse 4.
四章四节，约翰一书。
Little children, you are from God and have overcome them. For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world.
说小子们呐，你们是属神的，并且胜了他们，因为那在你们里面的比那在世界上的更大。
Before I came to know God, I was in the world.
那我认识神之前呢，我是在世界的。
I did the things of the world.
我跟别人一样，我做这个世界一切的事情。
As a child, I lied and I stole things.
我在孩子的时候，我也撒谎，我也偷东西。
I fought with my brother.
我也和我的哥哥们、弟弟们打架。
I disobeyed my parents.
我也不顺服我的父母。
And so, I broke God's rules in many ways.
所以我在很多很多的方面也违反了神的律法。
But when I heard the gospel, I believed in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那当我听到福音的时候呢，我就信了耶稣基督。
And then the Lord Jesus paid for the wrongs that I had done.
然后耶稣呢，就替我把一切我的罪呢，就都付上了代价。
And then God gave me the gift of the Holy Spirit to live in my life.
然后上帝就把那个礼物圣灵赐给我，住在了我里面。
To help me grow in faith.
然后我在信实当中一天一天的长大。
To help me to understand what the Bible teaches.
啊，帮助我理解圣经是怎么教导的。
And to help me to do what God tells us.
啊，也帮助我去做神告诉我做的。
So now, when there are dangers or when there are evil forces, this verse can encourage us to trust God because He is faithful.
那当我碰到困难、碰到恶者的时候呢？这些经文就会帮助我来信靠神，他是信实的。
Because God who lives in me by His Spirit is greater than the devil.
因为那住在我里面的。那住在我里面的圣灵是比那世界上的更大。
I don't know what it is like in China, but in Africa, there are many evil spirits.
我不知道中国的情景是怎么样，在非洲呢是有蛮多邪灵的。
There are some people they call them witch doctors.
那有的人呢会被人称作呢巫医。
Sometimes they try to use the devil's power to heal people.But sometimes they use the devil's power to kill people.
那有的时候呢，他会用魔鬼的力量呢，尝试去医好别人。也有的时候他会用魔鬼的力量呢，直接就杀死别人。
And they want to deceive people and make people afraid, so they will not go to God, but that they will rather follow the devil.
所以他要欺骗别人，让别人害怕他们以至于那些人不敢去跟随上帝，要来跟随他们。
But the job of a missionary when he goes to another country is to teach the people so that they will turn to God instead of having fear of the witch doctor and of the devil.
所以传教士的职责到一个地方呢，总是要告诉他们关于神，关于神的爱，让他们转向上帝，而不是去跟从惧怕而跟从那些巫医。
Now I am older than most of you.
我比我们在座的很多人年纪都要长一些。
But when I was a young man, even before I was married to my wife,
当我是个孩子，还年轻人的时候，那时候我还没有跟我太太结婚。
I would go out into the jungle with a guide, and we would go to preach at different villages.
在那个时候呢，我会跟一个向导去那个丛林里面在不同的村子里讲道。
I would have my backpack.And I would strap my tent onto my motorcycle, and I would ride down the road and into the villages and the fields where they had in the jungle where they had their maize fields.
那我会在我的背包里呢放上一些东西，然后我的帐篷，然后骑着摩托车，在这个各个村庄里绕来去跟他们传教。
And they just had little houses, not big like we have in Vancouver.
那他们会有一些很小的房子哈，不会像温哥华这些房那么大。
And the pygmy woman could build her house in one day.
那他们当地的这个部族的一个女人能一天造一幢房子。
They just build it with branches and big leaves.
他们是用这个树枝和大的树叶搭起来的，就这么个房子。
And so I would go to these different villages and I would share with them the good news about the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后我就在这些不同的村庄里面跟他们分享关于耶稣基督的好消息。
And so we planned with the man that knew the area that we would go to this village and that village and that village, so we knew how we would go to these different places.
然后我会有个计划，因为我向导会告诉我这个村庄那个村庄是怎么样的，然后我们就会一个走过去。
And so I preached in the one village, and then we were going to go on to another village.
我在一个讲完以后呢，我们就继续到下一个去。
And just as we were starting off, a man came and talked with my guide.
那当我们正 结束准备要走的时候呢，有一个人上来跟我的向导交谈。
And he told him, oh, the witch doctor is in that next village that we were planning to go to.
因为呢这个人上来其实是去警告这个向导说我们要去的下一个村庄呢有一个巫医。
So my guide came to me and he says, oh,there is a change in plans. There is a witch doctor at that village. Maybe we should go to another place.
所以因为他们本来有计划，所以准备去的下一个村庄，然后向导听说这个那边有巫医呢，他就过来跟波尔弟兄说呢，我们不去了，我们要换一个这个这里有些变化，换一个村庄去。
And I asked him, well, if we go to that village, would the people listen to us?
那我就问他，如果我们去那个村庄，人们会不会听我们的呢？
And he said, yes, the people would probably listen to us.
他说是的，也许人们还是会听他来讲。
So I remembered this verse and remembered that God who was with me was greater than the evil one that was with the witch doctor.
然后我就记得这节经文了，所以那跟我们同在的比跟他们同在的要大得多，我就想起来。
And so we went through the jungle. I had my little knapsack with, and we went there with our Bibles.
然后我们就在丛林里背着包我们就过去了拿着我们的圣经就去了。
And so after walking through the forest for maybe 45 minutes, we arrived at that village.
然后我们从在森林里走了大概45分钟我们就到了那个村庄。
By now, it was about noon, about 12 o'clock.
但那个时候呢已经是中午 ,12 点左右。
And it was getting quite warm.
非常热了。
And in there was an opening where this little village was in the jungle, in the forest.
然后有一个村庄是在森林里面，然后他们是有块大空地。
And they had a fire in the middle of the village, in the middle of the day.
然后你知道那个大空地上，他们居然烧了一大堆火，在大中午的烧了一大堆火。
And they had been dancing around the fire as they were, I don't know what they were doing, maybe calling on evil spirits or something.
然后呢？围着一堆火呢，一群人就在那跳，跳舞。他不知道他们在干什么，也许是在招各种各样的邪灵啊。
And so as we came into the village, all of a sudden, little by little, the dancing stopped, and then some people came over to ask us, why we had come.
那当我们到了以后，站在那的时候呢，慢慢他们的跳舞就停下来了，然后有人就上来问我们来干什么。
And so we told them we came to be able to tell them about God.
然后我们就来了，来告诉他们说我们能够跟你们讲关于神。
And we invited the people to come to the side of the village and to meet with us.
那我们就邀请人到这个村庄边上来，一起来跟我们开。
So maybe 20 or 25 people gathered to listen to us.
那大概有二十五个人呢就来了，就聚集起来了听我们讲。
And then we shared the good news about the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后我们就跟他们分享关于耶稣基督的好消息。
And I was pleasantly just surprised that afterwards, five people chose to put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
非常诧异的是，这个之后的五个人就信了。他说我们要相信耶稣基督。
So we spent some time then with those five people to counsel them and to help them to understand now what they needed to do now that they had put their trust in the Lord Jesus.
那我们就又多花了一点时间，就更多的去跟这五个人来分享他们。一些更多的问题。
And so as we were about to leave the village, I asked the guide, "Where's the witch doctor? I didn't see him."
当我们正要离开这个村庄的时候呢，我就问那个向导说，那个巫医到哪里去了？我没看到他。
And one man told us, he said, "As soon as you entered the village, he ran away."
然后有一个人告诉我呢，当你们一进到村庄的时候呢，他就跑了。
Now I am not a big person.
你知道我不是一个很强壮的人物。
But the one who is with me is greater than the one that is in the world.
但是那一个在我里面的是比在世界的要大得多。
And so I thank God that these 25 years, even though I have been coming into the enemy camp to take away his prisoners, that God has protected me.
所以在这25年里，即使我要进到敌人的营地里去把他们的抓出来的一个人要抢回来的时候，神也与我同在。
You can imagine that here in the world, if there was somebody coming from outside to go in to take the people away, that there would be a lot of opposition.
你要知道，今天的社会，如果你要去从一群人当中把他们当中一个人要夺出来的话，会有很大的压力。
But Satan is powerless before God.
但是撒旦面对神是没有能力的。
And so I praise God that he is almighty.
然后我就向神祷告，他是全能的。
And that he is with his people.
他是与他的人同在。
It is not to say that we never see danger. Sometimes we see danger.
但并不是说呢，我们从来没看过危险，我们经常在危险里。
But God has rescued us from all of these dangers.
但是神把我们从一切的危险当中拯救出来。
Brother Eric has sometimes, he wrote me a letter one time and said he is praying for us and he is asking God to have two angels to watch over us.
所以我们的 Eric 弟兄有一次给我写信，说他一直在为我们祷告，求主呢派两个天使来看顾。
Yeah, for him. I especially because when I go to Africa, I don't want my angel that looks after me to be used for him.
当我去非洲的时候呢，我祷告说，主啊，你让看顾我的这个天使能去看顾 Bert 弟兄。
Yeah, I don't know how many angels that God has that are helping me, but I know that God is with us.
Amen. 我不知道多少天使看顾我，但是我知道神是永远与我同在。
I'll tell you something else that happened in the Bible.
我会告诉你另外一些发生在圣经上的事。
One time, the prophet of God was telling the king what the enemy soldiers were doing.
那有一次呢，神的先知告诉王呢，敌人要做什么事情。
And so the prophet would say to the king, oh, don't go there because they're going to be waiting for you. The enemies are going to be waiting for you there. Instead, go to this other place.
然后先知就跟王说，你不要往那去，因为敌人正在那边等你，你要往那个，往反方向，另外一个方向去。
And so a number of times the enemy king was saying, who is spying? Who from our group is telling the Israelite king what we are going to do?
所以经过好几次了以后呢，那敌人的那个王就开始说，说谁把我们的机密泄给这个以色列王的？怎么我每次做什么他都知道呢？
And so one of the men told the king, it is not one of us, but there is a prophet in Israel. He is telling what you are whispering in your bedroom.
所以他身边的人呢就说呢，不是我们这里出了奸细，是他们那里有一个先知把你悄悄的话啊说的话全都告诉了他们的王。
And so the king said, let's go capture that prophet.
然后这个敌人的王就说，那我们去把这个先知抓起来。
So he went with a large army and he surrounded the place where the prophet was staying.
然后他就带了一大堆的军队过去，把这个先知所在的城给重重围起来了。
So in the morning, the helper of the prophet got up and he went out the door and he was afraid there was a large army around.
然后呢，这早晨起来呢，先知的这个门徒一站上城，发现哇，这下不得了，整个外面全都是敌人。
So he went back in the house and he told the prophet, oh, there is a large army, and he was afraid.
然后他回去就告诉先知说，不得了，外面全都是敌人，他很害怕。
But the prophet was not afraid.
然后先知完全不害怕。
And so the prophet prayed that God would open up the eyes of the helper to see the spiritual world.
所以先知做了一个有意思的祷告，他就求神呢开这个门徒的眼，让他看见真实的属灵的世界的景况是怎么样。
With our eyes, we can see the cup, we can see the remote control, we can see the other people.
我们肉眼呢，我们能看见杯子，看见遥控器，看见其他的人。
But we don't see the air, we don't see the spirits.
但我们看不见灵。不知道空中的事情。
We don't see the signal from the cell phone going.
我们不知道这个手机信号是怎么传来传去的。
There are many things that we cannot see with our human eyes.
所以我们肉眼很多事情是看不见的。
And so when the prophet prayed that his helper's eyes would be open to see what was there, then the helper could see that there were thousands of angels that were around. And so he said, there are more that are with us than those who are against us.
所以当这个先知祷告完以后呢，神就让这个门徒的眼睛开了， 他就看见有更多的成千上万的天使就在城外在保护他们。所以这个先知就跟门徒讲了一句话，他说那与我们同在的远比与他们同在的更多。
And so the believer in the Lord Jesus Christ needs to see with the eyes of faith and not just with the eyes of his head.
所以我们信靠耶稣基督的人，我们总是要靠着我们的信心，靠着我们灵里的信心，灵里的眼去看见，而不是靠我们的肉眼去看见。
Like we have been studying here, that God is faithful, and so through faith, we believe that he is faithful.
所以就像今天我们来教导大家，神是信实的，所以我们也是靠着信心来相信神是信实的。
As we see that God has been faithful to his people for thousands of years, then we can have faith to know that God will continue to be faithful.
Amen. 就像我们已经看见了，在过去的几千年里，神已经对他的孩子们如此的信实，我们就要相信，在未来的很长的时间里面，神也一样对他的孩子们会持续的信实。
And so, as we get stronger in our faith, that we will see how God is there to help us and to protect us.
当我们在信心上越来越强的时候，我们就能够看见神是如何带领我们和帮助我们的。
So we take another verse.
好，我们再看一节经文。
Psalm chapter 27.
诗篇的二十七篇，旧约诗篇二十七篇。二十七篇三节，904页。
Psalm chapter 27, and I would like us to read verse 3.
诗篇二十七篇三节。
David wrote many psalms.
大卫写了很多的诗。
He spent time looking after the sheep for his father.
他年轻的时候花很多时间来照顾他父亲的羊。
And even when wild animals came and wanted to steal the sheep, God used David to protect the sheep from those wild animals.
当很多野兽来要吃他的羊，要偷走他的羊的时候，上帝就让大卫呢去起来保护他的羊。
And so David could see how God protected him even from those wild animals so that he could protect the sheep.
所以大卫就经历了上帝如何的保护他，当他面对那些凶恶的野兽的时候，当他愿意去看顾他的羊，他起来的时候，上帝如何的保护他。
And later God called David to shepherd the nation of Israel.
那之后呢，大卫上帝就呼召大卫来牧养整个以色列国。
And so as he wrote this, he could see how God was with him in every situation.
当他写这一段的时候呢，他就知道神是在一切的环境里与他同在。
And before David would go to fight against a people, he would pray.
所以当大卫要去和敌人征战的时候，他就会祷告。
But he didn't just pray, God give me success against these people.
他不只是简单的这么说，上帝啊，你给我胜利啊，面对这些敌人的时候给我胜利。
He would ask, God, do you want me to go against these enemies?
他会说呢，主啊，你愿不愿意我去与他们征战？
And sometimes God would say, no, don't go against them, I will not deliver them into your hands.
有的时候呢，神会说不，你不要去，因为我不会把他们交在你手里。
So it would have been foolish for David to go out and fight when God had already told him, no, don't go.
所以会很愚蠢，如果你上帝告诉你不要去，你还是去，就会很愚蠢。
But other times David would ask, should I go against these people? And God would say, yes, go against them. I will give you victory.
然后有的时候当大卫问神，我能不能去呢？上帝会说去，我会把他们都交在你的手里。
So David did not have to lose many men in the battles because God was with him.
因为所以大卫打仗的时候不会伤损很多人，因为上帝始终与他同在。
And God would show him when he would have the victory or when he should stay home and not fight.
所以上帝会告诉他什么时候他应该待在家里，什么时候他应该去打仗。
And so here in Psalm 27, David says, Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war arise against me, yet I will be confident.
27篇3节，虽有军兵安营攻击我，我的心也不害怕，虽然兴起刀兵攻击我，我必仍旧安稳。
So even though there were wars and there were evil men, David had learned to trust God, to have faith in God's faithfulness.
那即使有很多的恶者，很多的征战，大卫也学会了如何的持守神的信实，信靠他。
And so as we learn more about David and other people, it helps us also to trust in God's faithfulness.
所以当我们学习看见神是如何带领大卫持守他的信实，我们就知道神一样会带领我们。
And it helps us to see that we should really ask God whether we should do one thing or whether we should do something else.
那也告诉我们，我们真的应该去求问神，我们应该做什么事情，做这个还是那件事情。
In another psalm, Psalm 118,
另外一个诗篇，诗篇的118篇。 6节,999页。 诗篇118:6。
Psalm 118 verse 6 says, The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me?
有耶和华帮助我，我必不惧怕。人能把我怎么样呢？
Because God is in control, God is able to protect his people.
因为神是掌权的，所以神是有能力来保护他的子民。
As you read through the Bible, you see how God protected Daniel.
当你读圣经的时候，你就看见神是如何的保护但以理的。
You see that how he protected Joseph and eventually raised him up to be one of the highest leaders in Egypt.
你会看见神是如何的保护约瑟，最后把他抬高到埃及最高的这个宰相的位置。
And so David also understood that God was with him, and so he knew that man could not defeat him if he was following God.
所以大卫也深知道这个道理，他知道如果上帝与他同在，是没有人能够击败他。
In the year of 1996, Lois and I were living in the country of Zaire.
在1996年的时候呢，我太太 Lois 跟我呢是住在扎伊尔，非洲的扎伊尔。
We had been living there a number of years.And we had our first child.
那我们在那边住了一些年，我们有了我们的第一个孩子在那里。
She was only about 1.5 years old.
那个时候呢，小孩刚刚一岁半。
And there was a war was starting in the country.
那个时候开始，扎伊尔开始打内战了。
The man who was the president of the country was a dictator.
那当时这个国家的总统呢，其实是个独裁者。
He considered the country to be his own.
他把整个国家当作他自己的。
And so a lot of the wealth was going to him.
很多的财富呢就到他那里去了。
And he was not doing much for the country.
他也不愿意为这个国家做任何事情。
Many of the hospitals were made by the church, by the missionaries.
所以很多的医院其实是被教会或者传教士在建的当地。
And many of the schools were being built also by the church.
那学校也是一样。
And so the people, as they were becoming educated, realized that the president was not a good president.
所以慢慢的，当人们有了知识以后，他知道这个总统不是一个好总统。
And so eventually, the people rebelled against the government.
那最终呢，他们当地的民众开始起来反对这个总统。
And they got the help of some others, and then they fought against the government army.
然后他们得到了一些其他人的帮助，就跟政府军开始有对抗了。
It started far away from us, but little by little it was coming closer to our area.
他战争的起头是在离我们很远的地方，但是一点一点的就离我们住的地方就越来越近了。
And because the people in Zaire realized that these people that were rebelling were wanting to rescue the country from the dictator.
当事人呢开始意识到起来反对政府的人是要把人们从他的那个独裁统治下救出来。
So it was really the government soldiers who were afraid of what they would lose from helping the president that were fighting against the rest of the country.
所以政府军呢是那些他们害怕丢失掉已经得到利益的那些人呢，就开始和这个国家其他反对的人呢，就开始激烈的打起来。And
when the government soldiers realized that they were losing, they would run.
所以当他们政府军意识到他们打不赢的时候，就开始跑。And
we lived on not in a city, but in the jungle, along one of the main roads.
那我们不是住在城市里，我们是住在丛林里，在当中有一条长的路。
But it was not a paved road, it was a dirt road.
这不是一个铺好的这个水泥柏油路啊，它就是一个土路。
So they could not travel fast.
那土路它就跑不快，这人都。
And they could, it did not have many filling stations, it was not Petro Canada at every corner.
而且也没有什么加油站啊，不可能你看见这个各种加油站在路上。
And so sometimes the soldiers, as they were running away, would stop at our mission station.
那些政府军当他们跑的时候呢，他们经常会在我们这个福音站后就停一停。
And so they would look to see if they could get some fuel so they could continue their trip.
然后他们会看他们能不能找到一些燃油啊，让他们能够继续往前跑。
Or maybe they were hungry, and then they would be looking for some food.
他们也很饿啊，他们也找一些吃的。
So sometimes as they came to the house, and I was somewhere else, they might come to the house, and Lois was by herself with our little girl.
所以有的时候呢，我有可能不在家，所以当那些政府军冲进来的时候呢，可能就是我太太和那个一岁半的孩子在家。
And one time there came a man with a missile launcher that was, I don't know if it was a bazooka or what it was, but he came to a very big weapon, came to the house and was asking, where is her husband?
所以有一次呢，有一个人冲进来，拿了一把特别大的枪，我都不知道那个叫什么，也许火箭弹之类的，反正就是个特别大、特别粗的枪，冲进来就问我太太说，你先生去哪？So
then she sent somebody to go find me, and then I came and I found out they were looking for some fuel. And so I gave them some fuel and they continued on.
然后呢，后来太太就找人去把我叫过来，然后我就意识到他们是想要找一些燃油，我就给了他们一些，他们就走了。We
knew that these people were desperate, that they were trying to run away before the army of the rebels would come and catch them.
所以我知道这些人已经非常抓狂了，因为他们要赶紧的跑，以免被后面的那个。 反抗军来抓住。
Another time we were at the little chapel in the forest with the pygmies.
那另外一次呢，我们在一个小的教堂，在那个森林里的一个小教堂。
The pygmies live very primitively in the forest.
那pygmy 是一个部族，那这些人呢，是非常原始的，在森林里非常原始的。
But because we had been preaching in that area for a while, some of them had come to know the Lord.
那因为我们在那里呢，这个原始部落里讲了很长一段时间的道，慢慢有人开始信了。And
so Sunday morning we were gathered for worship.
然后星期天早晨我们开始聚会来敬拜神。And
I was just about to get up to give a message.
我正准备开始讲道了。And
then a man with a machine gun walked into the area where we were by the chapel.
有一个人呢，扛着机关枪，就走到了我们这个教会里面来。It
was a very simple chapel. It was not with walls and a big roof. It had poles and mud and just leaves on the roof to be a nice shelter for us.
这是一个非常简单的教会，不是我们看见的这种很正式的房子，它就是几个柱子。 上柱子之间堆了一些泥巴，顶上搭了一些树叶，就可以遮一下，这就是教会了。And
so I went out to meet him and to ask him what he wanted.
然后这个扛着机关枪的人就进来了，然后波特就上去问他有些什么事情。And
they also were looking for some fuel and some clothing.
然后他们也是在找一些油和找一些衣服。And
so I went, and it is about more than a kilometer to walk back to the mission station.
但我只能走我去，因为要从那里呢到那个这个传教士住的那个地方呢，有超过一公里，我必须得走回去。
And after we helped them, they went away.
当我们帮助了他们以后呢，他们就走了。
But it would be easy to be afraid when people come with guns.
但是呢，你是非常容易，你会很恐慌，当一个人扛着枪冲上来的时候。
But when we talk to God and when we look to Him and we remember what can man do to me if God is there.
如果我们向神祷告，我们相信他，我们就知道人能对我们做什么，如果神与我们同在。
If we are following what God is showing us to do, then He will take care of us.
如果我们是跟随神让我们做的一切事呢，他一定会保护我们。
And then, as the war came closer,We were at another mission station because they had invited me to teach at a conference.
然后慢慢的随着这个战争越来越接近我们的时候呢，我们就去了另外一个地方，那个地方的这个传教士呢邀请我们去那边讲道。
That mission station was not far from the border with Uganda.
然后那个传教士的站呢，这个站点离那个扎伊尔和乌干达的边境已经不远了。
But there was a lake between us and the other country.
但是呢，在两个国家当中呢，是有一个大的湖。
And as the conference was going on, after a few days, we got word each day that the soldiers were coming closer, the ones that were running away, and also the rebel soldiers as they were coming to take over the country.
所以随着我们一直在这个会议正在进行。的这些天呢，我们不断的听到有消息说军队在往这走，因为前面那个在逃的是政府军，后面在追的是那个反抗军。
And in war, there are very few rules.
在战争的时候是没有规则的。
You know, the government was being chased out, so they could not enforce the rules of the country.
是因为政府都已经在被赶着跑，所以是没有已经就没有律法了，没有王法。
And so it is sad when there is no government.Then many bad things happen.
正是因为已经没有政府了，所以各种各样的恶事就全都出来了。
So soon it was seen that we would need to leave.
所以很快我们就看见这已经不能待了，必须得走了。
So we stopped the conference and then we allowed the women and the children to go with the airplanes to fly to another country.
那我们只能停下我们在开的这个。会我们让孩子妇女孩子先走随着飞机走飞到另外一个国家去。
But even as Lois and our daughter Joanna were trying to leave the country, the government officials at the airport were being difficult.
当我和太太和孩子要离开这个国家的时候呢，在这个机场的这个官员啊就开始刁难我们。
They were looking any way that they could get some money.
因为他们在用各种方法来收贿赂啊，他总是想从你这捞点钱。
But thankfully, God made it so that Lois and Joanna were able to get out to Kenya.
所以神看顾我们，保护我的太太和孩子能够在当时及时的飞往肯尼亚。
But, I went to another mission station that was central.And I wanted to get back further into the country so I could meet with our people at our mission station.
那我们还有一个在那个这个国家更中心更中心一点的这个福音站呢我想到那边去因为我这样的话有机会跟当地的这些弟兄们去聊。
When we had gone to that conference, we had not planned to leave the country. We had just planned to go to the conference.
因为我们去这个会议开会的这个地方的时候呢，我们并不是计划要离开这个国家的，因为我们只是觉得过去开会的。
And so when Lois and our daughter went out, I went to a central mission station so that I could wait to see when there would be an opportunity for me to go out. But first, I wanted to go back to our mission station to speak with the elders and to make plans.
所以我是其实我选择当时留下来。那我看看有没有别的机会我们能够继续做点什么。所以我必须得先回到我原来的那个福音站和当时的在那边的长老们聊一聊，定一些计划。
So I was very happy when I heard that one of our mission pilots was going to be flying past my mission station to go rescue some people from another place and to bring them out of the country.
所以我非常高兴，我知道呢，我们当时有传教士的飞行员哈，那他们有一个飞机的计划是飞到我要去的这个地方，然后呢，我可以过去。在那边停下，他还可以飞到更远的地方去救一批人，把他们送到国外去。
So at our little mission station, we had an airstrip in the middle of the forest.
所以在我的那个福音站呢，我们有一个很简易的飞机跑道，在这个森林里面。
And so the pilot landed and he left me at the mission station where we had been working, and then he went on to go get some other people, and he said he would come the next day to pick me up.
所以呢，这个飞行员呢，他就在我那个福音站降下来，当天把我放下，然后他去继续往前飞，去那个地方去救一些人，接上一些人以后，他答应我们第二天还是在这，他还会回来接我。
And so I was able to meet with the leaders of the church and to make plans what we would do, and I gave them keys to all the buildings on the mission station.
这样的话呢，我能够回到这个福音站和长老们交流我们下一步该怎么样，然后我可以把所有的这个钥匙啊或者其他的东西能够留下。
But it was decided that we should take our Toyota Land Cruiser and to park it in the garage and take the wheels off.
所以我们最终决定呢，我们需要把我们唯一的那辆交通工具，就是那个丰田的车，停到那个车库去，然后把轮子卸下来。
And that was the only key that I didn't give to the leaders.Because they didn't have anybody that could drive either.
这是唯一一把钥匙呢，我没有留下，因为没有人能够知道开这辆车。
And then the airplane came to pick me up the next day, and I was able to go to the big mission station again and to wait until there would be opportunity for me to go out.
所以第二天呢，飞机能来把我接上，我到这个更大的一个福音站去，我在那边等着，看还能做点什么。
So Lois would hear in Kenya, oh, your husband is scheduled to come on the plane today from Zaire.
所以我太太知道，她知道这个消息，说她先生能够在第二天呢有一辆飞机把她从扎伊尔带出来。然后她太太很高兴啊，很好。
And then in the afternoon, when the plane arrived, there was no husband.
然后第二天她看见飞机来了，丈夫不在飞机上。
There had been a woman who had been at one of the other faraway mission stations had come, and there was only one place in the airplane still left, and so I gave my seat so that she could go out.
因为他们要去接的那个地方的人呢，多了一个人要上飞机，所以Bert 只能把他的位置呢，这是一个姊妹，他就让给这个姊妹，他这个姊妹就来了，但 Bert 就没来。
And then the next day, Lois heard, your husband's going to be on the plane today.
那第二天呢Lois 又听说呢，那今天这架飞机呢，你先生有位置可以来。
But when the plane came, no husband.
然后飞机降落了呢，先生又不在里面。
There was a family that had come from somewhere else, and they needed a place on the airplane.And so they went, and I stayed behind.
因为又有一家人呢，又是突然的从其他地方出现了，所以他们又上了飞机，那 Bert 又没有上。
It was the right thing to do. I was by myself, and I would be able to hide easier than a family with small children.
所以这肯定是应该要做的，因为我是一个人，我肯定很容易躲，而那一家人这个带着孩子的，这是没法躲。
And so it went like that for a few days. And
one week.
然后就这么样的一个情形整整持续了一个星期，就是也说来又没来，说来又没来。
And now most of the people were out of the country, but we heard that one of the airplanes from the mission was hijacked by some soldiers and it was taken to Uganda. These were some Zairean government soldiers that were afraid they would get killed, and so they hijacked the plane to take them to Uganda so that they would be safe.
所以我们听到呢，随着这个时间越来越推进呢，危险就越来越临近。那我们就听说呢，有一辆的这个 有一架的这个传教士的飞机已经被劫持了，被谁劫持呢？被那个被打败的政府军劫持，因为他们也怕被反抗军杀了，所以他们劫持这个飞机呢，载他们飞到乌干达去，他们好躲，他们也要跑。
And so now it was getting very dangerous because now there was not even law and order at the airport, at the big town. So there were very few of us left, and we went down to the airstrip. We locked as much up as we could and made plans from that mission station of what should be done. And then we got into the two airplanes that were left.
所以剩下的我们就在这个城镇已经没有什么王法了，所以我们能做的呢，就是把所有的能锁的东西锁起来，东西都放好。那我们带上剩下的很少数的几个人，就带上自己的东西，就去到还剩的两架飞机里去。
And then one of the airplanes left.
当中的一架走了。
And I was just putting my seatbelt on in the airplane, just a small airplane, only.For about six people.
然后呢，我就坐上了另外一架飞机，我把我的安全带拉上了。这不什么大飞机啊，一共就只能坐六个人。
And there's no room for taking many things. I had a little suitcase and my computer.
就没有什么空间带什么东西的，不是，我只能带上我个随身行李和我的电脑。
So everything else was left behind.
所有的剩下的东西就只能留下了。
And then a man came to the airplane, and he said, "Mr. Mast."We have just heard by radio that the soldiers are at your mission station.
然后呢，有一个人来了，就跟我说呢，他说 ，Master 先生，我从那个收音机里知道呢，那个军队已经到了你的福音站了。
That they have taken the station tractor and they are trying to get your motor car started.
然后呢，他们就拿了那个这个拖拉机啊，然后想去把那个。他留下的那个摩托车就是他那个交通工具给偷出来。
That was only 80 kilometers from where we were getting ready in the airplane.
那只有离他们这里其实只有80公里。
So I was very glad. I was putting on my seatbelt and I was hoping the pilot would go very soon.
所以我很高兴啊，就是我没有留在那个福音站，因为我还在这个机场，我正准备走啊。如果还在那里，基本上就完了。
And we did not stop at immigration to ask if it is okay for us to leave. Now there was no more law and order, and we just flew out.
所以我们甚至没有去跟那个什么海关去聊，已经没有什么海关的概念，我们就飞走了。
And so I was very glad to see my wife that day.
所以那一天我非常高兴，我能见到我的太太。
And it is interesting because we had left almost everything behind.
是非常有意思啊，我们。把几乎所有的东西都留在身后了，因为带不走。
Lois had a suitcase, but it was half full with diapers for our little girl.
那个我太太有一个箱子，但这个箱子里有半箱是给我女儿的这个尿布啊，尿片。
So she did not have much clothing for herself either.
所以她就没有太多的衣服能带得出来。
But when we got back to the United States, then.People met us at the airport, and somebody brought a jacket, you know, so that it was in the middle of December, and so we have seen how God has taken care of us despite the problems. You know, we left all those things behind, but God took care of us.
Amen. 所以，因为我们几乎没带什么东西，我没有衣服都没了，所以当我们回到美国的时候，下了机场，有人上来就给了我们外衣，所以虽然我们把所有的都留在了。非洲，但是神是信实的，他供应我们一切。
And so we have seen some excitement in our lives.
所以我们在我们的一生中，我们看见了神带领的很多很神奇的事情。
But we have seen how God has been faithful and has rescued us from all of our difficulties.
我们也看见了神是如何信实的带领我们。
That mission station where I was at that conference, Lois was just reminding me that the few men that were left after the others left, after the women and the children left, they did not get out by airplane.
那我们当时开会的那个福音站，当妇女儿童都走了以后呢？剩有三个人，三个弟兄剩下他走不没有走。
Some of the government soldiers had come and were looking for vehicles and for money, and so they came and put a gun to their head and said, give us these things.
所以当政府军的人冲过来的时候，他们要抢这个食物，抢这个交通工具，他们就用枪指着那剩下来的人，又说你把东西要给我们。
But thankfully, they helped them with a few things, and then in the night, they were able to sneak away, and they went to the lake, and they crossed by boat, to the other side, and so they were able to get out also safely.
但很感谢神，他们当场就给了那些政府军他们想要的，政府军没有为难他们，然后晚上呢，他们有机会悄悄地溜出来，然后三个人呢，坐了一艘小船到湖边上，然后由这艘小船划到这个对岸去，就逃脱了，因为对岸是另外一个国家。
We just have a few more minutes, so let's just look at a few more verses.
我们还有一小点时间，我们来看多一点的经文。
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 10.
那希伯来书的十章。
Once we become Christians, God sometimes allows difficulties to come to our lives.
当我们成为基督徒的时候呢，上帝有的时候还是会允许我们经历一些困难的环境。
But God allows these difficulties to strengthen our faith.
但是上帝允许困难的环境来呢，是要坚固我们的信心。
To show us that even in these difficulties that he can help us.
来让我们看见呢，即使在这样的困难里呢，他也与我们同在。
And so in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 23, God's word says, Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
所以希伯来书的十章二十三节，395页。十章二十三节说呢，也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的，就是上帝是信实的。
We can have confidence and stand firm because we know that God does not change.
所以我们需要有这样的信心，也需要有这样的坚定，我们知道神是不改变的。
God has always been faithful in the past, and so we know that he, even now, he is faithful.
所以上帝是在过去是一直守约是慈爱，他是信实的，那他现在和未来也是。
In 1 Peter chapter 4,
彼得前书四章十九节，
we have another verse that talks about God's faithfulness.
我们有另外的经文讲到神是信实的。彼得前书四章十九节。
In this verse we see that it is not that God's people are always without difficulties or even that sufferings can come to them.
所以从这里呢，我们可以看见并不是神的孩子从来没有困难和苦难。
We know that the disciples of the Lord Jesus, those 12 that he chose to begin with, all of them went through great suffering.
我们都知道上帝拣选的耶稣拣选的这12个这11个门徒呢，也都经历了很多的苦难。
Many of them were killed because of their faith.
那很多的都因为他们的信心最后被杀了。
But this life that we have right now is only temporary.
那我们今生有的这个生命呢，其实是短暂的。
Yesterday I met with a brother and he is 101 years old. And I was amazed at how he was able to speak with us clearly and how he remembered and he asked us about our children and so we were amazed.
所以昨天呢，我和有一个弟兄有一个交通，他已经101岁了，我非常诧异他的思维很清晰，他的记忆也很清楚，他问候我们的孩子他都全都记得。
But it is very rare that you meet somebody that is 100 years old.
然后但是你要知道你非常非常少见你碰到一个人一百多岁的。
And I don't know anybody that is living to 110.
我也从来不认识任何人是有超过110岁的。
So we know that our time here on earth is limited.
所以我们知道我们在这地上的时间啊其实是非常短暂的。
But For us who are believers, we have the hope of living forever with God in heaven.
但是我们这样所信神的人呢，我们是有一个特别大的盼望，是跟神在永恒里能够相聚。
So if a believer dies in the body, they get to go to heaven sooner.
所以当一个信主的人呢，他死了，他在肉体里死了，他的灵就直接去天堂了。
And so.When there will be times when we will have some difficulties in this life.
所以当我们今生有一些困难的时候呢。
Or even some believers will die for their faith.
那即使有一些信徒要为他的信心而殉道的时候。
But then they get to go to be with the Lord Jesus soon.
他们之后就直接和耶稣基督在一起了。
So here Peter, who would soon,be giving his life to show other people that he continued to believe in Jesus. He wrote this.
这就是彼得，他要把他的生命交给主，他要为主殉道的。前面他就讲了这些话。
Therefore, let those who suffer according to God's will entrust their souls to a faithful Creator while doing good.
所以呢，那照神旨意受苦的。人要一心为善，将自己灵魂交与那信实的造化之主。
So let us not be afraid when difficulties come to us because we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，我们不要害怕当困难来临的时候，因为我们相信那耶稣基督。
Let us continue to do what God shows us to do.
那我们继续来做上帝显明给我们要做的事。
And know that He is in control.And he will work it out for the best.
我们都知道，要记住，他是掌权的，他一定会把一切安排到最好。
And there is a special reward for those that have suffered for doing good.
对于那一切在为神的事行善的人而受苦的，神会给特别额外的奖励。
In the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible.
你再看一小段经文，是启示录的二章十节，最后一卷书。
This book tells us what is going to happen in the future.
那这本书告诉我们关于未来要发生的事情。
Many things in the Bible tell us what is in the past.
很多的事情，很多的圣经告诉我们过去发生的事。
But here in the book of Revelation, God has revealed.To the disciple John, what things will be taking place in the future?
那这里呢？神借着使徒约翰来告诉我们未来要发生的事。
There in the book of Revelation, it talks about how God will call most believers to go to be with Himself.
那这里神就借着约翰告诉我们，未来会对于这些教会会发生什么？
But during those difficult times after the church has gone, then there will be people like Moses and Elijah that will come back to life and that will preach the gospel to the Jews.
所以他说在末后的时代呢，当教会已经被提了之后呢，会有类似像摩西和以利亚这样的两个人呢，他们会复活，他们会向当时还剩在地上的人传讲神的福音。
And then at that time, many Jews will put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后呢，很多的犹太人会信靠耶稣。
And here in chapter 2 and 3, it talks about the different church ages.
那在二章和三章呢，他讲到了很多教会时代的事情。
And so some of this is talking about even before.The Lord Jesus will call the church to be with Himself.
所以这里，讲到的教会呢，是在教会被提之前的事情。
And we know that in different countries of the world, even today, that there are Christians that are suffering because they continue to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们都知道，今天即使在今天的很多教会，因为他们信靠很多忠实的信靠神的人呢，都在经历因为信靠耶稣而有的一些苦难。
It is not too long ago that we heard about Muslims killing Christians in some of the Muslim countries.
在一些穆斯林的国家呢，我们经常会听见基督徒被杀害。
And those Muslims thought they were serving God by killing the Christians.
因为穆斯林认为呢，他们杀害基督徒是在服侍上帝。
But those Christians knew that the Lord Jesus is the only way to get to God.
但只有基督徒知道呢，耶稣是那唯一的道路去到神那里去。
And so they would rather die than to deny the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，基督徒是宁可死，他也不会否认基督。
They knew that they would only die in the body, but they would continue to live in the spirit.
因为他们知道，他们只是在肉体里死了，他们在灵里，他会存到永恒的。
And so the Lord Jesus told John to tell the church, this what we read here in Revelation chapter
2. 这就是耶稣借着约翰来跟当时的教会讲的话。
Do not fear what you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to throw some of you in prison, that you may be tested. And for 10 days you will have tribulation. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life.
启示录二章十节给示美拿的信中说呢，你要将受的苦不用怕，魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下在监里，叫你们被试炼，你们必受患难十日，你务要至死忠心，我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。
So we do not know, we'll be in situations like Lois and I were in Zaire, where Godrescued us out of that, or will God allow us to be in situations where we will give testimony to others to say that we love the Lord Jesus even more than physical life?
所以我们永远不知道，比如说，我和我太太在扎伊尔的时候，上帝可以把我们救出来。也许呢，我们会碰到这样的情形，我们要把我们的生命献给主，做一个见证，来告诉大家。我们看待主会比我们的地上的生命要更高。
And we read in the book of Revelation how there is special rewards for those who have suffered for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们看见在启示录里面，上帝会给那一些为自己，为他的名献上自己生命的人是有多么大的奖赏。
For those who have faithfully suffered for the Lord Jesus Christ, it is not a loss.It is a gain.
Amen. 所以那些在信心当中受难的人不是损失，是得着。
So we will stop there for now, but we see the point. God is faithful no matter what the situation.
所以我们先停在这，我们已经看见了这最重要的点，神是信实的，无论什么样的环境里面，他都是信实的。
So may these verses encourage you and strengthen youTo in faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
盼望这些经文能够坚固你，帮助你，在一切的境况里。
Because we can see that God is faithful.
因为我们能看见神是信实的。
Amen.
Amen.
Shall I close in prayer? Or maybe Eric? Yeah.
Eric, can you lead us?
Why don't you and then we'll close in prayer, and then give thanks for the food.
For the food. Okay. Yeah. I'll pray in Chinese. Okay. 好，我们一起来祷告。我们的天上的父，我们要赞美你，因为您是信实的，您带领我们行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。你带领我们在一切的环境里面，看见那与我们同在的比与他们同在、与仇敌同在、与撒旦同在的更多。您让我们看见，能杀身体的不要怕他，我们要敬畏那能灭身体和灭灵魂的父啊，您必保守我们的灵魂到永远。也求您看顾我们弟兄姊妹一切的需要，尤其我们在苦难当中的需要，让我们看见您是掌权的，您更是全能和全爱的父啊，谢谢您。也求您祝福我们的弟兄 Bert 和 Louis 姊妹，祝福他们在未来的服事，祝福他们的家人。也谢谢您赐给我们一会儿的饮食，求您洁净这饮食，也求您喂养我们的灵。谢谢主，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。
阿门。